Hey, it's Meatball.
And Mark.
And this is the Rocker Morning Show on demand from 107.7 RKR. Kalamazoo's Rock Station, 107.7 RKR. It is the Rocker Morning Show with Meatball.
And Mark Frankhouse.
What's up, man? How are you today?
Doing good. Yeah. Yep, it's Friday.
Yeah, it is. I feel like that's how every Friday starts. Like, how you doing, man? Good. What you have to do? It's Friday.
Yes. Much needed. It's going to be such a busy weekend, though.
Yeah, man. You got a lot on your plate.
Yes, I do. Well, the first course is a scrumping dog at 2:45 in the morning.
Oh, my God. Oh, I feel you actually today.
Oh, my gosh. I wake up. I was like, oh, okay, sweet. My dog's trying to dig herself into the mattress because of, and I knew it too. I didn't hear anything at first, but she's going crazy. So I'm like, it's storming. Yeah. And then sure enough, there's the lightning. I'm like, awesome. Yeah. And your dog's sitting now too.
I am. I'm dog sitting again this weekend. She came by yesterday. And the first day is always, she always sits by the door because she's like, oh, he's coming home.
Right.
Like, well, no, he's gone for a few days, but that's fine. You know, I'll still feed and water you. And then you'll realize, you know, we can do other things too.
Yeah.
But, you know, no, she sits by the front door for the first night. And then she'll usually come in and, like, you know, she'll hang out with me, you know, after a day or so. But no, this this morning, I was dead asleep. I mean, quite possibly the deepest sleep I've been in a long time. And I wake up maybe 2:30, 2:45. I don't know. I was in a daze. I'm still not convinced that it actually happened. But I hear barking and I immediately wonder what's going on because I don't own a dog. You know, like,
right.
Why am I hearing a dog in my apartment? Oh, I'm dog sitting. So I, like, half, you know, asleep, stagger out into the living room. She's sitting up and watching all the lightning and stuff. I'm like, all right, come on. So she comes in and lays down with bed with me. But man, other than storms, this is like the easiest dog in the world.
Nice.
To pet sit. She sleeps more than I do. Like, I, you know. She's right now, she's sitting back in my apartment just watching Bluey.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Like, you just turn the, I've got the window cracked. She's listening to rain noises. I mean, she is like living the spa life right now, puppy spa life.
Right. Watching her soaps.
Bluey. I like the idea that Bluey is soaps for dogs.
Right.
Oh, no. She's a good dog. She's great. I just have to coax her down the stairs with begging strips, but that's it. She hates those stairs and really hated it this morning. So I was like, we got to go potty. She got about halfway down those stairs and realized it was raining and was like, no.
Head down like, you know what? I changed my mind.
I was like, no, you are going because I'm not going to be home for another 7 hours.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
You're going. But no, she's the best dog in the world. And I'm stoked that I get to hang out with her for the weekend.
Yeah.
It's going to be a ton of fun. All right, coming up on the show, your final Qdoba flavor song of the day. This hour you're listening for Foreigner, Hot Blooded. When you hear it, call in to win that $50 gift card to Qdoba. Still chances, though, WRKR.com. Click on that Flavor Fiesta button for a chance to win a $1,000 gift card to Qdoba. Years worth of Qdoba, Mark, just before Cinco de Mayo.
Tasty.
Yeah, man, go get it done.
Hendrix on Kalamazoo's Rock Station, 107.7 RKR, the Rock and Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse.
And Meatball.
So we were talking about some things that we were going to be writing yesterday, and our good buddy Jake Black posted a photo and said, oh, hey, check it out. Jimi Hendrix was on Mackinac Island.
Oh.
Right before his death.
Oh.
And I was like, that's wild. So if you open up the Rocker app, you can take a look at this because I had to do a little deep dive into this.
Okay.
Because he posted this photo that was published on Facebook, and I was like, something about this is not right. And I was taking a look at this photo, and I was like, this seems very out of place.
Yeah.
Like, the band standing there awkwardly, and at first glance, it doesn't look too out of place, but when you start looking at the photo, you're like, man, these people at Mackinac Island don't seem to give a crap that the world's greatest and most well-known guitarist is hanging out on Mackinac Island.
Yeah,
they're all like looking in different directions.
Can I offer up my my first indication that this might not have been real in the photo?
Yeah.
That's a TWA passenger flight airplane in the background.
Well, that's not the photo.
Oh.
That's
I'm looking at a different
one. That's the actual photo.
Oh, that's the real one. Okay.
So there's a link that you can actually see the photo that was posted on Facebook.
I gotcha.
And this photo has the Huron Arnold Line ship behind them. So they're actually on Mackinac Island. The photo's from Mackinac Island. But then there's Noel Redding and Jimi Hendrix hanging out. And it's like, that's very strange. It just seems very out of place. Nobody seems interested that, you know, most famous guitarist in the world's hanging out. So I did a little deep dive and I actually found the picture that you're looking at.
Yeah, okay.
This photo was completely different. And there's some skepticism there because, again, they were saying that, oh, this photo was taken from September 7th, 1970. Hendrix was flown in to Mackinac Island to play the Grand Hotel's Labor Day Jazz Festival. Hendrix's second to last time he played guitar in public, from the Mackinac Babylon Post. And I'm like, okay, so I take a look on Getty Images. I just literally search Getty Images, Jimi Hendrix, and what do I find? The same exact picture of them, but at an airport in London. It was ripped right off an airport from London photo. So, to my understanding, Jimi Hendrix never went to Mackinac Island.
Two observations here, because I'm on the Facebook post here, and I'm looking at the photo that's supposedly them on Mackinac Island. I love how Grandpa Lou and Aunt Betty behind him are just like...
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, just carrying along their... Or little suitcases and stuff. And then there's a comment down here. It's like, so Hendrix played West Germany on the evening of the 6th of September, his last concert. It was on the Mackinac Ferry during the day on the 7th. Did the Concorde have direct flights between Berlin and St. Ignace back then?
Yeah. Because according to my notes, Germany is on the other side of the world.
Right. And I don't think the Concorde flies to upper, like it doesn't fly up north in Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty wild. So you can read about this on the Rocker app and check out these photos. It is actually kind of funny that all it takes is a picture and some words, man, and everybody's going to believe you.
But it's on the internet. It's real, Mark.
Yes. Jimi Hendrix told me so on Twitter.
It's called X now, Mark. Get it right.
It's time to turn up your dials and tune out the traffic because we're playing the Daily Five on the Rocker Morning Show. Testing the mental magnitude of your favorite morning monkeys on the radio. And now, your hosts for the Daily Five, Meatball and Mark Frank House.
It is the Daily Five where Mark and I ask each other questions. The other one answers. Today, Mark is asking the questions. I am answering, and I got some help on the line today from Ken. Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Good morning. Excellent. Thank you.
All right, Ken, you got to help Meatball get 3 out of 5 questions correct. If you do, he will get the second point to end the week. If not, I will get the fourth point to end the week. And since it doesn't really matter, since we're getting that W anyways, tomorrow Judas Priest is in town. Kenny, you a Priest fan?
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Well, fantastic. That's good, because all the questions today are centered around Priest.
Yeah!
So, Meatball, you should have a pretty easy time getting through this.
I like it. Let's go.
All right, which of these films' premise is not inspired by Judas Priest? Is it Rockstar, This Is Spinal Tap, or Metal Lords?
Ooh.
Spinal Tap.
That is not inspired by Judas Priest, right?
That's correct. Okay. That is correct.
Okay. The only one of those three I don't know is Rockstar. Do you know that film, Ken?
I do not.
It's with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, I still don't know that film. Interesting. Man, I can see similarities in Spinal Tap and Judas Priest, but at the same time, I think Ken's on the right track here. I think you might be right with Spinal Tap. I'm going to go with Ken on this. I'm going to say Spinal Tap. Final answer.
Okay.
Oh, no.
It was Metal Lords.
Oh.
So Rockstar is loosely based on Tim Ripper Owens getting into Judas Priest. And Rob Reiner actually went to see Judas Priest trying to get inspired to write This Is Spinal Tap. Kind of funny.
Okay. All right.
All right. Question number two. What was Rob Halford's first band name after leaving Priest in the 90s? Was it Two, spelled with the number 2, W-O, Fight, or Halford? And those are all bands that he was in post-Judas Priest.
Gotcha. We're looking for the first one post-Priest.
Yep.
Okay.
T- two, fight, or Halford?
Two makes sense. Ken, what do you think?
Yeah, I would say two as well.
Let's go with two. Final answer. Oh, no.
It was fight.
Oh.
Yeah, it was more of a grunge kind of band. Two was actually him teaming up with John Five. They only put out one album. So wow. Two only put out one.
With John Five.
Right, with John Five.
So many numbers.
All right, question
number
three.
That's why I didn't get that one right. I'm not good at math.
Question number three. Which decade has Priest released the least amount of albums? Was it in the 70s, the 80s, or the 2000s? And that's all of the 2000s, and I want to point out that includes live albums.
Okay. And when you say 2000s, you're talking like 2000 to 2009?
No, it's like all of 2000s.
So 2000 to 2024.
Yes.
Okay.
The least amount of albums within those decades, 70s, 80s, or 2000s?
Whew. That's tough, Ken. That's a tough one.
Yeah, the 2000s are quite a spread.
Yeah. I know they didn't release them near as quick in the 2000s, but I know they've released, you know, several. You know, I mean, I think they've had two in the last 5 years.
I'm still thinking the 2000s.
Still thinking the 2000s. Okay, I'm going to go with Ken on this. I'm going to say 2000's final answer. Oh, no.
It was actually the 70s.
Oh, what?
Strangely enough, in the 70s, they only released six albums. In the 80s, they released seven. And in the 2000s, they released seven as well.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty wild. So this discography for the 70s is Rockarola, Sad Wings of Destiny, Sin After Sin, Stained Glass, and the album that's on the next question.
Okay. We're going to go all five today then with Judas Priest, huh?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
The album Killing Machine is known by what other name? Delivering the Goods, Hellbent for Leather, or Running Wild?
Hellbent for Leather, I think.
Yeah, that's the one that stuck out to me too. I know that... Listen, Ken's probably still a bigger Priest fan than I am. So I'm going to go with Ken on this. Hellbent for Leather, final answer.
Yay! That is it. Yep, you got it. All right, cool.
There you go.
You got one. All right, final question here. Who has Rob Halford not collaborated with? Queens of the Stone Age, Rob Zombie, or Skid Row?
Oh.
I'm going to say Zombie.
I can't think of... anything he's done with Rob Zombie. I think, oh man, this is tough, Ken. Man, he dug deep for these.
I'm not arguing. I only got one out of four so far.
Ken, we need to go to Priest on Saturday so we can get soak this in.
Get some refreshment, yes.
All right. Let's go. I'm going to go with Ken on this. I'm going to say Rob Zombie. We're going Rob Zombie, final answer.
That is correct.
Hey, all right.
Yeah, he collaborated with Queens of the Stone Age on Rated R. He did vocals on Feel Good Hit of the
That's
Summer.
That's right.
And yes, he also paired up with the other one that I said as well.
Skid Row?
Skid Row, yes, he did. Music with Skid Row. It has been...
He can't even remember it, Ken. Come on.
He actually did Delivering the Goods on a live version there. So congratulations to Ken. You won tickets to see Fleetwood Mac at Warner Vineyards next week. Congratulations, man.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Hey, you got it. Appreciate your help.
Hey, don't worry at all, man. All it did is it proves I need to get out and see this show on Saturday.
Sounds good. Maybe I'll see you there.
All right, Ken. I'll buy you a beer if you run into me, all right?
Excellent.
All right. Take care, Ken. Kalamazoo's Rock Station 107.7 RK Art is the Rock and Morning Show with Meatball.
And Mark Frankhouse.
I didn't know about this until it was too late. I kind of wish I'd have been able to do this. There was a documentary premiere in downtown Kalamazoo last night over the creation of the art that's on the Two-Hearted Ale.
Oh, I saw that.
For Bell's, yeah. Wait, you saw the documentary?
I haven't seen the documentary, I did see that they were making one about it.
Yeah, so the director had been working on this thing for like 3 years, because he was interested in like, why is there a fish on, you know, the can?
Yeah.
And then, you know, he figured that out, and he was like, well, who did the art? And it's this legendary guy who does a ton of really cool stuff, very similar and whatnot, but... you know, the documentary looks really cool, and there's a little bit of a featurette on it that some local news stations have done at WRKR.com and on the Rocker app if you want to go watch that. But it got me questioning, like, why they chose to put river trout on a beer.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody pointed out to in the documentary, or it may have been one of the co-producers. He was like, you know, I grew up fishing with my dad. You know, we crack a cold one. And I would assume when he was older, you know, I would crack a cold one, not when he was like seven, you know, here, son.
awesome.
But he remembered going fishing with his dad, you know, and cracking beers and that like brought forth that kind of memory of that. So maybe that's why there was fish on the can. He goes, the two go hand in hand. So it's interesting that this is the first beer that's really done that, put fish on the beer.
Right.
So he did some digging. He found the art. The documentary looks like it's really, really cool. It got me questioning though, like I'm with him. Why did they put a fish on the beer? Now, do you know the history of Two Hearted Ale? Like why it's named what it is?
I feel like.
Did you take
like
the tour with us at Bell's?
I did. Yeah. It's just escaping my mind currently.
It's named, according to the tour, it's named for the Two Hearted River in, the Upper Peninsula.
Oh, okay.
And it's a really good trout fishing area. So, I mean, that, you know, that in and of itself is kind of the basic idea. You know, it's like, well, it's a trout river. It's named Two Hearted. And Larry Bell liked to go up there, I guess, and do some fishing. And that's kind of where the concept came from. That's where the idea for this beer came from. But I found out something even more interesting. I don't even know if Larry Bell knew this. I don't even know if the people who did all of the marketing and everything for Two Hearted Ale knew this. The trout, the river trout that's on the can, the real ones actually have two hearts.
Really?
Yeah.
That is really funny.
So I don't know if they did it intentionally or...
Right. That seems like almost too convenient that they would do that.
Right. I mean, they just lucked into the fact that the fish that they put on the can has two hearts.
That is pretty sweet.
That's a very cool story. There's some speculation as to, you know, what they named it for and whatnot over at WRKR.com as well. But, I mean, that's still pretty cool. And, honestly, it's still one of my favorite beers. It was the second beer I got when I moved to Kalamazoo.
Very cool.
First was an Oberon. Second was Two Hearted.
That was actually the first Bell's beer that I had ever had before because I had never tried it before.
Yeah.
And then my buddy Booper was like, oh, you ever had Two Hearted? I'm like, no. And first sip, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
This hits different.
Yeah. That beer right there, Two Hearted Ale, made me realize that the places I live, yeah, those crap breweries aren't, they're crap. They're awful.
Crap breweries.
Yeah, Michigan knows what they're doing. Kalamazoo's Rock Station, 107.7 RKR. It is the Rocker Morning Show with Meatball.
And Mark Frankhouse.
I was doing some research on a story about like weapons that are legal and illegal in the Midwest. And I kind of got to focus in on Indiana because apparently Indiana's kind of badass, weirdly enough, about weapons you can own.
Okay.
Michigan does not allow hunting with blowguns. They don't allow brass knuckles. And there's some other ones out there, too, like the odd weapons. We're not just talking like guns or whatever. We're talking the non-pew-pews, basically.
Gotcha.
Indiana, man. They are kind of a free-for-all when it comes to, like, strange weapons you can own. You can own a blowgun and use it in Indiana.
Ha!
Not allowed to use Chinese throwing stars, though.
That's a bummer.
Ninja stars, yeah. Nice. Which I bought some of those at a state fair one time, and then 2 days later got popped by a cop with them. And they were like, those are illegal in this state. And I was like, well, then how did I buy them at the state fair?
Ha!
He goes, I don't know. Who was the vendor? And I was like, I don't know. It was some dude who had lighters with pot leaves on them, too. Like, it was that guy.
Yeah.
You know? Brass knuckles legal in Indiana.
Wow.
Not in Michigan.
Right. I knew that.
Nunchucks legal in both places, I do believe.
Yep.
Billy clubs and batons. You can, like, have a baton, but, like, a very specific style of, like, billy club. Hmm. Michigan doesn't allow. Indiana does.
Wow. Huh.
And then by far, my absolute favorite weapon that you can own in Indiana that you cannot own in Michigan. A concealed blade, a.k.a. a sword cane.
Oh, wow.
It is legal to own a sword cane in the state of Indiana.
That is wild. I knew it was legal here, because I was in a store in Crossroads, I believe.
Oh, it is legal.
And they have them. Yeah.
Maybe they changed that law then. I don't know.
Yeah, because they had them for sale.
Yeah. But that got me thinking. I was like, you know what I need as an adult? Like, as a child, you know, I just needed ninja stars. As an adult, I need a candy, especially like on days where, like, I don't know, my leg hurts or something.
Mm-hmm.
I need a cane with a sword in it. And then a big white fluffy cat and an eye patch and like a gray suit, you know? And then I can live underground somewhere. I basically just want to become a Bond villain.
Okay. I was wondering where you're going with that. Yeah, I was like, why do you need all these unnecessary things?
Because I want to be a Bond villain. I never identified with James Bond in those movies. I always thought the villains were the coolest ones, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah.
Like, I saw Jaws. What was that movie? Was it Moonraker that had Jaws in it? Like, I saw Jaws, and I was just like, dude, I want teeth like that. I was also like 7 years old at the time, so I was like, I didn't realize what would go into that. Yeah. And maybe that's why I have such a fear for dentists.
That could be it. You just want crazy looking teeth.
See,
the quickest route there is never go to the dentist.
I'm well on my way to be
Kalamazoo's Rock Station 107.7 RKR. It's a rock and morning show with Mark Frankhouse
and Meatball.
If you purchased some beef at Walmart recently, mm-hmm. you could have E. coli. Apparently, U.S. Department of Agriculture, Food Safety and Inspection Service is recalling more meat. They just did this recently. It was like 10 days ago or something.
Wow.
They had a recall for, I think, steak. I think it was some kind of beef. And now their possible E. coli contamination for the Cargill meat solution. So if you recently bought meat at Walmart, you can open up the 107.7 RKR app, and I've got a full gallery. It has not only the name of the product, but also the packaging as well. So you can check the packaging. You can take a look and see if the codes on the meat that you purchased adds up to the stuff that is being recalled.
Man. So, this is specifically beef, right?
Yes, ground beef. So going through the list, and again, you'll want to check out this gallery on the Rocker app so that you can see which one exactly you bought, because it may or may not line up with what you purchased. But it's like 85/15 Angus ground beef, the 80/20 ground beef chuck patties, 93/7 natural lean ground beef, 80/20 natural ground beef chuck patties. You got the prime rib burger patties and sirloin patties as well up there.
You know what I don't see on that list?
What's that?
Meatballs.
That is correct, but somebody might make meatballs with the ground beef.
Yeah, but I mean, I mean, as much as a beefcake as I am, being a meatball, you know,
maybe
like I think I'm mostly made of pork.
I was gonna say, I don't know, maybe you need to be recalled or something. You were sick earlier this week.
I mean, I recall right now.
Okay, he's meatball's going away, folks.
I have been recalled.
He has been recalled. Meatball is, I don't know. We're going to have to run some tests on the guy. It's just
Kalamazoo's Rock Station 107.7 RKR is the Rocker Morning Show with Meatball
and Mark Frankhouse.
And back in the studio from BC Pizza, Kalamazoo. Give it up for Chris Turner.
What's going on?
How you doing, man?
Doing good, doing good.
Awesome. That's great to hear. We're happy to have you back here in the Rocker Studio.
Yeah, man.
To get together for a Workplace of the Week.
On this beautiful spring day.
Oh, it's, in Southwest it's gorgeous. Michigan. Yes.
Actually, it's much nicer now than it was a few hours ago. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So what you got coming up this week at BC Pizza?
Oh, this week, we've got some very cool stuff going on. We have a couple fundraisers I want to make the community aware of. We are partnering with Woodward School. And if you come in on Wednesday and you mention Woodward School, we will donate 40% of your order, those dollars, back to the school.
Wow.
And that is a school that we, as a community, really need to come around.
That's fantastic, awesome, man.
So again, Wednesday, which school to mention to you guys?
It's Woodward.
Woodward School. So make sure Wednesday you're going to BC Pizza off West Main in Kalamazoo and mention Woodward School's 40%. Mm-hmm. Going right back to the school. That's awesome. Yep.
Any new pizza projects you're working on?
Well, listen, we do have a new pizza project that has come together, and it's been dubbed The Grinch.
Oh.
And so what it is, it's pulled pork, onions, banana pepper rings, and then we put some fried jalapenos on top of that. And we use a couple things for our base that make it both tangy and a little spicy.
Okay.
And it's very good. And one of my employees is like, man, it's just like the Grinch. It's like of ugly because they don't like spicy, you know?
Mm. I don't
know.
But
it tries hard.
My stomach, at the moment you said that, was like...
Yeah. That's very like the pulled pork with like the banana peppers is very like Carolina roast.
It
kind
is.
Of flavor it aspect is. Of it. Yeah. Oh, I love that. Oh,
that's great. Well, that's something that we got to dabble in here soon. We got to shout out the new workplace of the week, though.
Oh, yeah.
We got to get that in.
Drum roll, please.
All right. The new workplace of the week. Check it, Chris.
Is Mackenzie Taylor with the Kellogg Biological Station.
Yeah. Way to go, Mackenzie.
There we go.
Just won Kellogg Biological Station Workplace of the Week over there in Hickory Corners. So if you're listening, Mackenzie, give us a call at 978-1077. We'll get the details so we can hook you up with that pizza party. But yes, much love to Mackenzie for supporting the Rocker, for supporting BC Pizza as well. I want to thank you, Chris, for continuing to partner with us for Workplace of the Week. And
go again, support Woodward School, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go support and get some pizzas this weekend. And again, congratulations, Mackenzie Taylor and Kellogg Biological Station. You are our workplace of the week. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the Rocker. Yesterday's guest, Ian Hill, is the bassist and original member of Judas Priest, and their 1984 Defenders of the Faith album was the peak of their vision of what they wanted the Priest to sound like. It features hits like The Sentinel and Love Bites, which they're playing Saturday at their Wings Event Center show in Kalamazoo. Get this album and give it a spin before the show. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 107.7 RKR.
Take this opportunity to express my fondness for a beer.
Good morning, my fellow Americans. It's Friday.
It's time to crack the first beer of the weekend with the Rocker Morning Show and Presidential Brewing Company.
On 107.7 RKR.
The Rocker.
Yay! Woo! The best time of the best day of the week.
We made it.
First beer of the weekend with Presidential Brewing in the house. Jake is here.
Hey.
Yeah. Good morning,
and I brought
man.
Beer.
Yay. Oh,
best friends.
Yeah, it's great. So today we're going to be drinking Thomas Hefferson. This is our American Hefeweizen that we
yes,
have at
we
Presidential
are.
Brewing. So let's just make sure that we get this thing popped open.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yes.
I love that sound
it's
so much.
It's such a great sound, even at this time of the morning.
Yes.
I think especially at this time of the week.
This is what's on the menu for me for the rest of the day, in
yeah.
fact.
This is this is breakfast, I believe.
This one is a ton of fun. So I call this an American Hefeweizen because we do kind of follow our own protocols on this one. It's not necessarily your traditional German fancy heavy, but this gets the point across, and we love this one. This is a summer beer that we have every year. We usually wait until about now to put it out, so it just came out about a week ago, and we're super excited to have this back on tap. As you drink this one, you're going to get definitely some of that banana and clove that you get out of the traditional Heffy. It's got some pretty great head retention on it. Just kind of hangs around and blows up aroma in your
Cheers,
face all
everybody.
Morning.
Yeah.
Yes. Beautiful.
Like
all
right.
I can definitely taste the nanner.
I love this beer. It's so much fun to drink. And it's going to taste really, really great in the beer garden outside tonight.
Mm.
There's a little bit of I like Hefeweizens. Even the American style ones, because there's a little bit of like a almost like a bubbly wine kind of aspect to it.
Yeah,
like a white grape kind of.
Yes, that's it exactly. That's it exactly that I get, especially from like the bubbles in the head on the beer too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I can definitely see how that comes out.
It's so good because you almost get a little bit of hint of vanilla. You know, it kind of does the Lindy hop while the banana does a jitterbug.
Yeah, whatever that means.
How many of those have you had already, Mark?
You know, when we were working on this recipe, I said, if only we could get some Lindy Hop in here.
There we go.
So now here we are.
Lindy Hops, maybe?
Lindy Hops. Hey, yum.
Oh, my God. Mark.
It just broke everybody.
My brewer is going to look at the next recipe bill and go, what is this?
What is jerk?
What is a jitterbug? How am I supposed to put that in a beer?
Yeah, so, but the best thing about this beer tastes awesome in the sunshine. So we are getting ready. Tonight is actually the first official night of our summer concert series. Yeah. We're so excited about it.
I heard there's a badass band playing. Yeah.
There's a couple, and then there's this chump band that I play in called POTUS in the Cabinet. We actually get to play the opening night here at Presidential Brewing. It's going to be a ton of fun. So I'm super excited about that. That's tonight. We've got four different musical acts. We're going to start a little early, just after 6.
Cool.
Just to get everybody in. Tomorrow, we've got a band coming up from Indiana called This Homemade Conspiracy. And last year, they came up and covered a Phil Collins song. And it just blew my mind. It was so, so good. I cannot wait to see them do it again.
That's badass.
And then, yeah, another thing that I want to tell you guys about is tomorrow morning, we're having a cool mini golf tournament.
Hey!
And so with the mini golf tournament, we actually are bringing in a DJ. We're going to need some spectators. Okay. And we're going to be announcing people as they come up to the golf holes. We're going to have chairs set up around the hardest hole in the course so people can jeer and heckle golfers as they come through.
So I can stand there and yell, mashed potatoes!
Yes.
When they hit the, I love it.
Yeah.
I love
it's basically
so much.
Like Happy Gilmore meets Live Golf. Like, great. That's kind of what we're going
just
for
just start
here.
Calling everybody on the course jackass.
Yeah, pretty much. That's the idea. So that's open. We need spectators for that to come out tomorrow. That'll start at noon. So come out tomorrow. Come out tonight. Come out tomorrow night. We got lots of stuff this weekend.
Man, that's great.
That's phenomenal.
And we're going to be tapping into this beautiful beer. In fact, we're going to give 50% off your first pour, right?
That's right. 50% off the first pour today. The first draft pour of Thomas Hepperson at the brewery today.
Awesome. Well, if you want to sample some of that and get down on some of the other fun, give us a call right now, 978-1077. Caller number 7, you're going to win a $20 gift certificate to Presidential Brewing Company. You'll be able to enjoy all the festivities that they got going on tonight. You can see Jake absolutely melt faces on the stage.
That's
what
I do. With
his, quote, ripping solos.
They call me the Lindy Hop face melter.
There we go.
You're going to be jitterbugging away.
You have no idea what it's like. You got to experience it in person.
978-1077, caller 7 for that gift card to Presidential Brewing. And cheers, everybody, to the weekend.
We'll see you tonight.